Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talk on the E Factor. Today we are kind of working on the technical issues here today, but it should be working fine. Here we go.
Welcome to Tippy Talk, TNT in the Night, where we talk about overcoming difficult situations or just handling it better. We go through our daily adventures where we ask the question, what have you done today? What stands out today? And what is the most important thing that happened today? How have you overcome today? And what was your challenge of the day? We march into the other side of midnight, walking in the retrospect, tracking our behavior, not to judge ourselves or feel bad about it, but to find ways to improve our tomorrow. Presented to you by the E Factor, we talk to people who were faced with major challenges and find their struggles and triumphs and lessons that they were blessed with due to the way they rose to the call of the other side. The way they face situations that they never thought they would have to face. Because what you will find when the unexpected hits you in the face is that there are resources deep within you that begin to bubble to the surface and make themselves available to you and invite you to help yourself in situations that you never saw before.
And that's the way it is today, where we're going to be talking about the critical factor of the day. My name is Tippy Felsenstein, and this is Tippy Talk on the E Factor. And the critical question today is, do you want to live with dementia? Because I know that I don't. And what would I like to see done if I get dementia? Honestly, I would like for them to just give me a shot and put me to sleep. That's what I would prefer. I don't want anyone taking care of me. I don't want to live life not knowing who I am, where I am, and why I'm here. I just don't want that. We have right now a growing number of people that are caretakers of someone they love. And I'm not talking about professional people that are caretakers. I'm talking about people that are in the family, because being a professional caretaker is another story. There's a growing number of people that are getting dementia. Not too long ago, I was sitting in West Hollywood with a group of people. It was in a workshop, and one of the girls was very upset. Her father had a very severe dementia, and the healthcare professionals did not want to put him to sleep. And her complaint, her big complaint was that he just sits there. And she was very upset. And she said it was destroying her poor mother's life because her mother goes to visit him every day. And she sits there and he doesn't recognize her and she cries. And she cries because of him every day. And he doesn't even know her. He doesn't even know she's there. And she's very upset because she doesn't like to see her mother upset. And she just felt that it was wrong and that they should put him to sleep because she thought that that's what he would also want. And at that point, I never in a million years thought that it would be me taking care of my mother with dementia. I definitely didn't plan it, and I definitely didn't want it. But one day, after months of denial and turning a blind eye, I had to admit it. Yes, my mother had dementia, and guess what? My poor mother was breaking herself into pieces, trying to take care of her. And my poor brother was really trying to take care of her. And not one of her seven remaining children wanted to or cared enough to contribute in any caretaking. And so it was up to me and only me to step in. And so I did. And so I'm not the only one. There are other people alone. And today we have a caller on the line who I believe is calling from Los Angeles. Donna, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. So
yes,
nice.
I can.
So, yeah, so I understand also that you're a caretaker and you take care of your mom too. And it's definitely a growing number of a lot of people that are doing that. So I'm going to keep you here and feel free to contribute and say anything along the way, anything that you can add or anything that you disagree with or anything like that along the way. Because another critical, wonderful, and another critical fact, another critical question that I'm going to ask today is, where do I get good help to help me take care of my mother? Because I know I can't do it alone, and I know I can't do it without professional help. So let me just tell you what happened today, and this is just in my quest of trying to find someone that might be able to help me. So I hired this woman to come stay with me yesterday, overnight. And she was here last night. And she went to sleep early, and I stayed up, and I took care of my mother, and I waited until she went to bed. I took care of everything before she went to bed. But after I went to sleep, that lady that was a caretaker opened the door to her room in case my mother woke up, which I thought was really great. And all of a sudden, at 4 o'clock in the morning, I heard this lady knocking on the bathroom door, demanding that my mother open the door. Well, it looks like my mother woke up, and at 4 o'clock in the morning, she decided to go into the bathroom, lock the door, and this woman kept knocking on the door and telling my mother that she had to open the door. And my mother told her that she needed privacy in the bathroom and that she had to get ready to go to work. This is at 4 o'clock in the morning. My mother is soaking wet from head to toe, full of urine because she has no control over her bladder. And this is what she wanted to do. For some reason, in the middle of the night, she wanted to go to work. And so she opened the door and she told the lady what she wanted to go to work, and then she went right back into the bathroom and she locked the door again. And the caretaker kept demanding for her to open. She kept knocking on the door, demanding. Well, of course, she woke me up at 4 o'clock in the morning. But my mother kept just coming over to the door and explaining to this lady that she should leave her alone because she had to go to work and she had to get ready to go to work, and then she would close the door. Obviously, she was fine. Obviously, she wasn't in trouble. She was just in the bathroom trying whatever she could to get ready. So finally, I couldn't take it anymore, and I went outside and I told the lady to just go back to sleep and not to worry about it. My mother was so confused what the taker was doing, because she doesn't really understand. So she didn't even know what the lady wanted from her. And she looked at me and she just explained to me that she was in a rush and she just needed to go to work. So I gave her a clean pair of pull-ups and I made sure she was clean, and I walked her back to her room and I closed the door. And I knew she was safe. But of course, at 4 o'clock in the morning, I can't just go back to sleep. So now it was 4 o'clock and my sleep was gone, and the caretaker went back to sleep, but she didn't hear a word that I was telling her, because at 6 o'clock in the morning, she was again banging on the bathroom door, again demanding that my mother open the door, and again my mother was still getting ready to go to work. But this time it was 6 o'clock in the morning, so I just let her bang on the door, and finally my mother came out at 8 o'clock, and she went downstairs. My mother agreed finally to go down because she told her she was going to make her coffee. But when she went down, she was wearing 3 shirts and a dress on top of it. Her hair was not made. She was wearing 4 pairs of stockings. The bathroom was filthy. And so I went downstairs and I pulled the caretaker aside, and I because I don't like to talk in front of my mother about my mother. I think it's very impolite. So I explained to her that it was not necessary for her to bang on the door all night. And I showed her that we can open the door. Before my mother even went to sleep, I showed her that we have an emergency way to open the door in case of any emergency, that we can just open the door. So even though my mother can go in the bathroom and she thinks she has privacy, we can open the door. But she didn't even hear that. She didn't even hear that I explained that to her. And second, if she knocked on the door after 15 minutes and asked my mother if she's okay, and my mother said she was okay, that meant she was okay. So then we don't have to worry about it. So that in itself was not so bad, because she was concerned about my mother, which is not such a bad thing. But overall, her leaving everything, the bathroom was disgusting. The way my mother was dressed was not really appropriate. And the question that I'm asking, and Donna, tell me what you think. Did I do something wrong? Was this lady right to bang on the door at 4 o'clock in the morning? What would you have done differently?
I would have just let your mother go and stay in the bathroom until she was finished. She would have went out. Because
exactly.
The way I was with my mother, now I do not even have her go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. I have a toilet right next to her bed because I'm afraid of her falling.
Right.
Like she fell outside. So I have a toilet right next to her. But the lady should not have banged on the door. She should, when she heard your mother say, "I'm getting ready," she should have just waited until she came out.
That's what I thought. And I guess I kind of am not really secure and sure, because sometimes I lose perspective. But it's so hard to find good help. It's so hard to find someone that will listen, that I can leave the house and know that my mother is going to be okay. And it's very scary when people don't listen and aggravated to the point where my mother has to get really upset instead of being really calm and just making sure she's safe.
And this is why I do not leave the house.
Yeah, but that's not good.
I don't leave anybody with my mother overnight, never. I will leave my mother for 3-4 hours, yes, but not overnight.
Yes.
It's not gotten to the point yet for overnight. Because as far as it goes, my mother sleeps all night long. Until 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So I totally understand why you wouldn't want to leave her. But if you have to, which sometimes you do, you know, you're a human being and you have to take days off because it's too stressful to be there all the time. Where do you find someone that you can trust and that you can talk to and explain things, that they would actually follow it, that they would actually do what you tell them to do? And that's a big concern that I think everybody's having. And I think everybody is looking for someone good that they can trust, because without that, basically they're stuck like you. They can't go anywhere.
I'll tell you honestly, I found this company in the Jewish, here in California, there's a Jewish newspaper. I found this company in the Jewish newspaper, and I had a meeting with them. And I had a meeting with them. I had a meeting with the person who was going to take care of my mother for 3-4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave them the list of what they needed to do in those 3-4 hours that I'm gone.
Right.
And I was happy that when I left the first time, whatever I wrote down on the list, everything was done. And this is a company.
That's really good
But this is a company where the people. Yeah, but this is a company where the employees, the ones that come to take care of the people, they do background checks on them. They do all kinds of checks on them, background checks, in order for them to be the person to take care of them.
Yeah, you know, I did hear that really in New York, it's the hardest place to get good help. It's the toughest one, because a lot of people have told me that they have had to move themselves and their parents or whoever was that they were taking care of. They have had to move them over to another state like Oregon, California, because it's much easier to get more qualified people over there than it is in New York.
Well, you have to find a company that they do the background checks on the people that work.
Well, I have found a company that does
that. I have two
checks
companies
and I haven't been able. Yeah, and I haven't been able to get. I got one person that was really good, in one sense that I felt safe, but in the other way, she really didn't know how to get around and get things done because my mother wouldn't let her do it. So even though she was really good, she was gentle, she did everything she had to do, she didn't know how to approach my mother and have her do the things that she needed to do, which is also very important. So that's my big question for today of how do you find good help, and that's a really helpful thing to look for agencies that do all the checking for you and the screening for you with the background checks and with everything else. And so does it feel good to be able to have somebody that you trust in the house and be able to go out?
Yeah, they're not cheap. I'll tell you that right now. They're not cheap, but it's well worth it. And what I can do is I can ask these two companies that I work with if they know any companies in the East Coast, and then I can email them to you.
Wonderful, Donna. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. And I can you can distribute it to everybody else that needs it.
Yes, yes.
Because
we can let everybody
know.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That would be a very good idea.
For me right now, I get my mother 3 hours a day every other week, on Thursdays every other week, and it's $60 for me for the 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
that's not bad.
It's not bad, but it's every other week.
Right.
It's not every week.
Well, that way you can get, yes, you can get, yeah, you can get as many hours as you need or you can. And
yes,
you can,
they have also overnight.
The idea is to have someone that you can trust at home. That's
correct.
The most important
and
thing. How long you can keep them.
It's your decision. You can tell them you don't like this person, bring me another person. But they also provide for people with dementia, with Alzheimer's, and also overnight if you need it.
Right. Wonderful.
So they have
wonderful.
These
Thank
two
you.
Companies have that. So I will ask them if they know the companies in the East Coast. And
yes.
I will email
Thank
those
you so
to
much.
You.
Wonderful. Thank you, Donna. I really, really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
That's my dilemma for today, and I am committed to bringing that kind of resources and more resources to everybody that is actually in that kind of situation where they have to take care of somebody and where they have to really take a break sometimes, which is also important. But also it's really important to make sure that they have a loving environment and that they have, either it's a parent or whatever it is, or a husband or whatever it is that needs to be taken care of, that is taken care of properly.
That's right.
So I'm really glad. Thank you so much, Donna. Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much, Donna. I really
appreciate
it.
Tomorrow I have the time. I can look at all the two companies, and I will call them up and see what they know. How is that?
That's wonderful. That is wonderful.
Good.
I really appreciate it, and there you have it. So we have one person, and if you're listening and you have any other ideas or any other resources, we would really appreciate it. I would appreciate it. Donna, I'm sure, would always be looking for good resources to find to be able
Most
to
definitely.
Take care of this. Absolutely.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So in closing, what I would like to do is share something with you that I saw today from Bob Proctor. And it's something that has to do with the end of the year. It does not have to do with dementia, but it was such a beautiful story that he told, and it really inspired me to sit down and decide what I want to do and why I'm not doing sometimes what I want to do. So it made me think. It made me feel also good about it, and I want to feel good about it, and I want you to feel good about it. So because we're a few weeks away from another new year, and if you're like most people, then you already forgot about the goals that you set at the beginning of the year and already have your maybe have new goals or another resolution and another goal that you probably will have this year. But that is no attitude to have. It's not time like to give up just because that happens. And this is what he says. Maybe your goals include things like losing weight, getting out of debt, regaining old relationships, starting a new relationship, or starting your own business, or whatever it is that you might want to do. And you might be wondering, why do we lose track of time? Eventually we let go of our hopes and our dreams. I heard from one person that I was working with this about 2 weeks ago, and we were working on her dream was to write a book and be a writer. And all of a sudden, she stopped communicating with me. She stopped everything. And so I wrote her an email and asked her why. And her answer was, that, this is exactly how it works. She said, I can't chase my dreams. I have to support myself. And I understand that. And I understand what she said. And as we forget about our goals and we simply lose interest, or we kind of feel that we can't afford it. But the question is, do we really mean to continue in a lifestyle that is frustrating and confining and painful? Because is it our intention really to continue and feel stuck year after year after year? I don't really think so. I think we live our lives by a set of beliefs and paradigms, and they're always with us. And these are the beliefs that have developed over time to help us define the world, to help us find our place in the world. And the biggest mistake we make is to underestimate the power of those ingrained beliefs and their ability to limit our ideas to what is possible in life. And when we set resolutions and goals to challenge those paradigms and they challenge those belief systems that we have, we usually are doomed to failure. And we don't understand why. So this is a story that he told about a guy, a young man, who moved to the desert. And he decided that he wanted a nice green lawn. And he thought, and he bought several gallons of green paint. And then he painted the dirt in front of his house bright green. And when someone asked him why, he said, because everyone knows that you can't grow grass in the desert. So his neighbors laughed behind his back, and every few months the man painted his dirt again to a bright green lawn. And each time someone would ask him why he did it, and each time he would say, because everyone knows that you don't grow grass in the desert. So finally one neighbor kind of felt sorry for him, and he pulled him aside and he asked him, what is the number one sport in Las Vegas? And the young man thought about it and he said, golf. And where is Las Vegas? In the desert. And why have you never planted grass? Because you can't grow. And then the young man stopped. He said, grass in the desert? And that just shows how powerful our belief system is. It's not a matter of being logical. And sometimes it's not even true, but it will always work against us when we are challenged. And that's the reason that we so often set resolution, and then we find that another year has passed and nothing in our lives has changed. And we're still painting the dirt. And we have the power to change it. But it requires two steps. First of all, starting a new pattern. So what he asks to do is consider starting a new pattern right now. And how would it feel to be waking up every day knowing that stuck with every goal you had and that you saw it actually be completed? So choose to be comfortable, so choose to confront your paradigms and confront your limiting beliefs that have been holding you back from your deepest desires and dreams. Don't look back ever again and wish things had been different. Make a choice right now to make it happen. You have that power. I believe in you. And I challenge you to stop painting over the dirt in your life, change your perspective, and plant the seeds of change.
Right.
And I thought that was really powerful because it's exactly what happens to me every year. I have all these great goals and I have all these great resolutions. And one of my resolutions, to tell you my secret, is to lose weight. And it's been a really long time and it just has not happened. So I totally get it. So I'm definitely going to be looking into the paradigms that he's talking about and the belief systems that he's talking about and see how I can actually access that and maybe change it. And that's basically everything that I wanted to say today. And that's my big question. So thank you so much, Donna, for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Is there
anything else that you'd like to...
No, but if anybody needs any help in the East Coast or the West Coast, you know how to contact me through you. And I'll be more than willing to help.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, what you have to do is email me at thefactorshow@gmail.com. That's EFACTOR show, SHOW, at gmail.com. If you need any help and if you need any support, then Donna will be kind enough to get us the information that we need, and you might be able to just find somebody. I'm certainly going to definitely make that phone call, and I'm certainly going to see if I can get somebody much more trustworthy and much more efficient that isn't going to wake me up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, just make sure they have background checks on them, make sure they are bonded, everything, that you can leave them alone in the house with them. Otherwise, I will not leave anybody in the house with my mother unless they are with a background check or bonded, one or the other.
Absolutely. That's a really good idea, and it's really,
so they don't
really
have to sit there and look for all kinds of jewelry and things like that. I know that they will not look for that, because at the minute I catch them, they will keep their job completely. Yes.
Exactly.
So, in fact, one of my girls that takes care of my mom, she's studying to be a registered nurse. So, of course, she doesn't want to lose her license.
Of course. Yeah. Of course not.
Yeah. The company will go and will back them up because they do their background checks on them.
That sounds really good. Well, there you have it. Thank you so much, Donna. And we've come to the end of our time together here.
Okay.
To the end of Tippy Talk tonight on the E Factor Show. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and you are listening to Black Talk Radio. E Factor stands for the energy factor. It is the factor that we adjust in order to take on the daily challenges and mold our life into the energy of our desires. My book, Planning Power, is available on Amazon. All you have to do is go to Amazon.com and type in Planning Power, and my book should pop up either first or second in line. Or you can go to the website and find out more about it, which is lifemodification.net. That's .net, not .com. You can also read the first chapter and see if you wish to read more. And most important, we invite you, the listener, to participate. You can call into the E-Factor Live on Mondays at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 11:30 Eastern Time, and give us your opinion, your question, your idea, or your challenge of the day. We also invite you to follow us. All you have to do is click on that follow button right there on top, and you'll receive updates and notices every time we broadcast. We will be broadcasting randomly throughout the week, but always here live on Monday. Until we meet again, have a magical journey and let your talent be your potion.
Bye-bye. Thank you again, Donna. Have a wonderful day.